and great people. You know, they always treated us with respect. The only difference that I personally felt on Laos, it wasn't a competition at any stage of the game, and it wasn't like we were there with surrounded by executives and by the, you know, the promotions team or the behind the team with the camera crew. It was like I'm hanging out with my aunts and my uncles and my cousins and my sisters. You know, everyone's like, ¿Cómo te va? ¿Cómo está mi amor? ¿Dormiste bien? For those of you who don't speak Spanish, there, we'd wake up, be like, did you sleep well? Do you need anything? Are you feeling okay? You know, the kisses on the cheek. It's a culture.
It's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing, you know. And some people maybe, they take a step back like, whoa, you're invading my space. But we embrace that.
We're very Italian in that way, aren't
we? Yeah, very Italian, very South American, it's just a Spanish culture that was really, it was just a sweet experience. You know, there wasn't, at any point did I feel like, oh my God, there's going to be a lot of drama going on here. There's a lot of gossip. This is competition. This person's full of themselves. No, not at all. We all stepped it up. And if anything, we all picked each other up. Mm-hmm. And when we were not singing, we're all talking about nonsense. And that's what you do on these shows to pass the time. You have fun. Living in the moment, enjoying the journeys, people. So I'm telling you guys behind the microphones, it's not about what we're talking about right now. Like, this is important right now. What you do 5 minutes from now, where you're walking to your car, that's important. What you're doing in the next classroom, taking the exam, that's important. Just enjoy the moments in life, because life is short, man. You really gotta, you know, you play hard. Granted, you work hard, so play hard.
So you were actually a part of our sister station, WSOU.
Yeah, man, it was great.
Shout out, SOU.
And you are in a college radio station, WMSC, now.
Yeah.
What do you love about college radio stations? What do you love about them?
You know, okay, let me answer this one politically. Actually,
no. Are you going to? But we're in a college. We're supposed to be irreverent.
We are.
Manny.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Let me. All kidding
off
aside.
The chains.
Off the chains. In the news today, Manny Cabo actually laid it all. No, I'm kidding.
But career over.
What I do love about radio in general, I think it's the wave of the future. It's been the wave for the past three. People are like, no. Radio's gone. No, it's not. Look at podcasts, what's going on right now. What I love about this, it's you're able to just reach out to the community. People identify with your voice. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't care what you look like. You know, they just want to be like, well, Manny, what he's talking about, I can relate to. I love what this guy's saying, or I hate what he's saying. It's like acting, you know. If you hate a character, then you're doing your job right. You know, if you're causing tension, if you're causing positive, whatever it is that you're creating, people can relate to and they can tune in. And I just love the vibe of a radio station, you know, because you feel like you're all in this little bubble, you know, and anything that you look at on the walls, that's why I think it's important to have good, you know, signage up, because you're like, you know, you start thinking and that's how the stories come about. But it's the experience of being behind the mic and being in connection with somebody that you'll never meet in your life, but who knows you like you're part of the family.
Well, look at what happened with PLJ on Friday. I think a lot of us were in tears and listening.
Incredible.
I was driving in the morning, and the morning show was just heart-wrenching, right? And then as they go into the last 3 minutes of the show, people are gathered up in a room like this,
you could
saying
hear
their
them.
Goodbye, and then you, like, it hit me when I heard the
static.
Dead air, and I was like, oh no, and then like 30 seconds later, this news station, which I changed the preset on my radio today because I was like, I can't land on that just by mistake, began. And it felt so different and it felt so final for those characters that we grew identifying with. And so radio has that power.
I was sad when Scott left from the Scott and Todd show. And now I'm sad with Todd and Jade and all the others.
And you're right. You need time to mourn. It's like they end this era that everyone identified with, you know, because everyone drove to work or did whatever they did in the morning. And then just throw something in your face right now. It's kind of insulting.
It is insulting. And the last time that PLJ had gone silent for, like, I think it was 15 minutes, was in 1971. No, it wasn't 1971. It was when John Lennon passed and Yoko Ono asked the station to please do a moment of silence, you know, to remember him, and they did, which it probably violated a number of CC laws, but people were like, okay, we have to, you know, address this situation that's going on. It was sad. I think that radio does have the power for a very long time to connect with people in a way that television does not and movies do not. I'm not saying there's no heart there, but you spend day in and day out and people are more compelled to share a little bit more about their families. And Jade, they're sharing more about their experience. It's like Howard Stern. We knew more about him that he really would let you know if he's having a tea with you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And he's just doing that for the craft of what he does. Yeah. But at the same time, it gives the listener the experience of knowing Howard Stern and what his life may be like. You know,
it's almost like you turn the microphone on and the character kicks in. Like you become this totally enveloped in this enveloped character on the air that now if people are liking you, they're just waiting for you to what's coming out. Like you're right. Howard Stern was like an icon. He still is, obviously, but everyone wanted to know what he was going to say next. You know, and the best line I'll never forget, listen, if you don't like what I'm saying, there's the next station, tune into that. And he kept it real. And I do appreciate the integrity factor behind radio as well.